5. An archive of our recent shows can be heard on the web at www.flashpoint.net. Many thanks to John Linehart, our web maestro, and thank you for listening.
And Flashpoint is heard every weekday at 7 p.m. here on KPFT Houston. And we are in our fun drive, as you heard. And this is Flashpoint's last opportunity to come to you and ask for your support. In addition, tonight we are offering this John Pilger video at the $150 level. It's $12.50 a month, 41 cents a day. 713-526-5738 is the number to call to support Flashpoints, to become a member of KPFT, to become one of the people who makes it possible for us to bring you this hard-hitting, straight-ahead news that you are not going to hear on any other station. You will not hear these kinds of reports that you get from Palestine on any other station in Houston. If you get your news from the radio, you are not hearing all the news unless you're listening to KPFT, because if we talk about how the news system works in this country, it's not censorship. It's just that there are a whole bunch of things you just don't hear. Yes, we're lining up our... Let's wait. We have with us, Mary Bishop is with us, one of the producers of Flashpoints. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. And you wanted to share something?
Yes, I wanted to share with the studio audience that this film is particularly notable because it was made 25 years ago with the very same title. John Pilger had gone to Palestine and saw the conditions there. He went back just last year and produced a second documentary film with the absolute same title because he realized that Palestine is still the issue. It's generally available only to institutions. It's not yet available for private purchase by individuals, but we were able, because we are an institution, able to work it so that we could purchase multiple copies to distribute to our listenership. So the video can be had for the $150 pledge rate by calling 713-526-5738. And I'm going to say goodbye for now, but Dennis will be with you very shortly once he's done here in Berkeley.
Thanks, Mary, and thanks for all the work you do there. 713-526-5738 is the number to call to take advantage of this offer, to get this John Pilger film, which shows what's really going on in Palestine. There's practically no news whatsoever about what is really going on in Palestine. We have basically what amounts to a blackout on the real story in Palestine and Israel, in this country. And we are one of the few routes for this kind of news. Yeah, there are some papers which report it, but really none of the media. And even at this time, Flashpoints is only heard on two stations, on KPFT and KPFA in Berkeley. When we put Flashpoints on the air, there was a lot of flack. There were people who said we should not air this program. There were people who said we should not air Flashpoints. But we made a choice to do it because we thought the content was so important and so striking and so real that we thought it was essential that people have a chance to hear it. Now, of course, KPFT is a listener-sponsored station. We get about 13% of our income from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that's actually mandated. The government is required to write us those checks. I can tell you that right now the Congress is working on backing off the support that we get from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So we're even more dependent on listener sponsorship. 87% of our income comes from you. Another statistic. Of all our listeners at KPFT, I don't know, something like around probably 210,000. We don't know because we don't subscribe to Arbitron. Out of all of those, only one in 16 is actually a member. And we are asking you to become a member of KPFT. We're asking you to be one of the people who makes it possible for everyone to hear programs like Flashpoints. Flashpoints, you may have heard recently Anne Gwynne's absolutely chilling reports, her cell phone calls from what amounts to ground zero, reporting on what's actually going on the ground, unfettered, untrammeled, undigested. I mean, she is standing there while it's happening and talking to you, telling you about it. This kind of reporting simply does not exist in any other commercial media, in any media at all. It's too scary to people who are concerned more about their control of media than getting the news to you. How can you control somebody who's standing there describing an event that's happening, especially if she's not some kind of, you know, vetted journalist who's been through the mill and told what to talk about and what not to talk about? We don't do that. Our number is 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. And Chickpea, are you in the lobby there?
I'm here in the lobby with you. And
how many phones, how many lines do you have open?
Right now, it looks like we have four lines open.
So that's four opportunities.
I want to thank a couple of people if we can notice. Charles called. He says he's glad that Pacifica has gone back to his roots. He put his pledge on a credit card.
Thank you, Charles.
Like that. And then we had another pledge. This pledge is pretty special. This is from Amir. Amir has already pledged $1,000 to KPFT. And he called back tonight to put down hundreds more.
All right, Amir. Let's hear it for Amir.
Thank you, Amir.
It's a miracle.
I want to thank Steven. Steven called to say that he likes Flashpoints and the Independent Media Center show.
All right, me too.
Let's see. We've got another...
All right. What's the number, by the way?
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. We want to also thank some people that called up to support Indie Media real quick. We had Natalie, Rick. Rick said KPFT's diversity has returned.
All right, let's see, Natalie, if we can get...
I got to do one more thing, Dennis, yes. Real quick. The Shivani Indian Restaurant gave us an incredible dinner tonight that they donated. The restaurant supported us by bringing us food, and now it's your turn, Dennis.
713-526-5738. This Pilger film, this film by John Pilger, is captivating. Those of you, when I was at KPFT, we had a little showing of the film. This is John Pilger. He is probably the best filmmaker living today. There may be people as good as him, but there's nobody better. And this documentary really tells it like it is. And I'm hoping that people will get a chance to subscribe to KPFT and support Flashpoints and get this kind of informational thank you gift in which you can grow and learn from and become more and use the power that you get from information to force this information into the mainstream. There is a very terrible slaughter going on in Palestine now, and the whole world is silent. Pacifica and Flashpoints in particular, in this case, is on this, and we want to keep covering it, but we need your support to do it. And can't we do it now? 713-526-5738. Now let's get where are we in the phone?
Chickpea? Okay, I guess she's on the phone. Chickpea, you there? Well, I have a feeling that some of the phones are there. I think we can do a group dial, Dennis.
713-526-5738. Otis, I have never felt more strongly about the importance of this radio network. The United States is now sending more troops to Colombia, more troops to the Philippines. They're fighting in Afghanistan. They're jousting with Korea, and they're about to declare a major war on 26 million people in Iraq. And this alternative radio network is what stands as the alternative. And if people want to stand with us and vote with us. Did we make the right decision by giving John Pilger a platform to share his work, both there, sponsored by KPFT, and now to put in your hands this marvelous documentary? Won't you call now 713-526-5738? Join Otis and Chickpea and myself, Dennis Bernstein, in supporting in a material way this alternative. And I need to hear more phones ringing. This is the last day, right, Otis?
This is the last day for Flashpoints on our fund drive.
So this is my last day to make up for lost time.
Yes, and this is the members' last day to help you.
And the truth is that we've had some technical problems, we've fallen behind, and now I'm asking on this last day that Flashpoints has a chance to raise money for KPFT, that you do pull out the stops, that you do stand up, that you do take an action that you believe in, and call 713-526-5738. Chickpea, are you there?
She's on the phone.
713-526-5738. Oh, boy. It's hard to say. I'm hoping that you will dial right now and help us make up the difference. Help us make up for lost time. And help yourself secure your own free speech radio network. 713-526-5738. Because this is yours. This is your alternative. This is your electronic leaflet of the airwaves. You can get this Pilger documentary, Palestine is Still the Issue, and you can see the work and have the work and share the work if you're a teacher or a student or you want to share it with your family or your friends. This is where we answer the hard questions with this kind of documentary by John Pilger. Please, 713- 526-5738.
How are we doing, Chippy?
We've got two open phone lines, Otis. Two open phone lines people can call and support Flashpoints. These volunteers are here. They want to take your calls. They've had some dinner. They're ready to go. We've now have four open phone lines. Two of the pledges have just come in. Four open phone lines. Please call 713-526-5738.
713-526-5738. Well, there's one. I'd like to see if we can get three more of you. Thank you. 713-526-5738. I am trying to make up for lost time. We have had a comedy of errors that turns out to be a tragedy for KPFT because we had some technical problems getting these pitches started. This is the last day. This is my last 10 minutes to ask you to do this during this fundraiser. And I really, really want to urge you to do it now and to make up for lost time, to get a copy of this documentary but really to pay the phone bill, to pay for what it takes to give you this kind of alternative message. And the way you do it is simple. You do what that person is doing right now. You dial 713-526-5738. We give you a marvelous thank you gift. But the real thank you is the information, is the way in which this scrappy alternative pries open the fist that is shut down, the fist on information that is shut down by the mainstream. We push it out. We embarrass them. We dare them to tell the truth. We show them what they're not doing. And we do it with very little finances, but we need that now. We need your help right now. 713-526-5738. We need to fill up all the lines, ring all those bells of freedom, play that music of hope by calling 713-526-5738. Please do it now. How's it looking there, Chickpea?
Well, we've got two open phone lines. We've doing real good with the pledges that we are getting in. We've got
all right.
Several people.
Two open phone lines
members.
Then. Two open phone lines.
I want to hear who called, but as soon as we get those lines going, Chickpea, then let's see if we can read some names. But let's make
That's
sure
right. two
people
open phone lines. Still two open phone lines.
Okay, folks. 713-526-5738. Let's get a bingo for Free Speech Radio and for Flashpoints. And the way we do that is to get six of you to do it all at once, to go over the phone, as Otis likes to say, and do a group dial. And the way you do it is we dial together. We take a collective action for free speech. And we do it simply by dialing together. And the number is 713-526-5738.
Dennis, we have a bingo. All six phone lines are currently
right.
Busy.
Hey, all right.
Dennis, we also have Nuri. Nuri is here with us. He does the blues show on the weekend. And Nuri is Palestinian. His parents, actually, well, they're no longer in Palestine.
I know. I was hoping
you
when I got...
to Nuri.
I was hoping, Nuri, when I got down there, we were hoping that we could do something together. I'm sorry we didn't. You know, there was just so much to do.
It's okay, but... You're doing it right now. I was driving home from work when I heard the show tonight, and I had to come in and do my two bits because I think it's very important. I was born in Jerusalem. I was raised in a very small, beautiful summer resort called Ramallah, which is where until recently my parents were, and they had to flee all the trouble, hoping to come back soon. And throughout my life and the lives of just about all my friends, which we spent actually half our lives in a state of war until we went to college. But all our lives we had hoped that our story can be told one day and that people around the world would know the real truth. One way to know the truth is for people to go back there and see it for themselves, which is obviously costly and virtually impossible for most people. So what you do is you bring back there to here. And I haven't found a better way than Pacifica Radio, Flashpoints, a lot of the other progressive news shows that have actually told our story as it should be told. Nobody wants in that part of the world, contrary to many of the beliefs, a lot of people do not want to have violence and resort to that. And nobody's saying, let's get rid of them. All we're saying is just hear our point. If you hear our point, you're able to make better judgment. You cannot tell if an orange is better than an apple until you have an apple as well. And this is what we're doing at Flashpoints, and especially today's show with the movie, because we got a chance to see it, Dennis, when you were in town.
Yes.
And it's an incredible, incredible movie. I mean, amazing. Arguably one of the best two movies I've ever seen on the issue of Palestine.
Pilger is, I was saying before, Nuri Nuri, and thank you for those kind words. I hope we're making some difference. But there may be a documentarian in this world. There might be a documentarian in this world that is as good as Pilger, but there's nobody better. And he deals with this issue in a captivating way. And I want people to call and support Free Speech Radio and get this documentary. And the way they do that is to dial 713-526.
Thank you for that call.
5738. I would like to see, we filled the phones once. Let's do it again. For Free Speech Radio, 713-526-5738. Two more of you, act collectively, stand with your brothers and sisters, vote for the alternative, and speak up for Free Speech Radio. 713-526-5738. I need to hear more bells of freedom ringing, and you can get a copy of Palestine is Still the Issue by John Pilger. Won't you? This is your last chance to support Flashpoints. If you think this program means something and you want to drown out the naysayers who'd like to get rid of us, and believe me, there's a number of them, then I'm asking you to call right now and dial 713-526-5738. Won't you do that right now? Won't you say yes to the alternative? Won't you pay for, support, fund the phone calls that we make, the expenses that we incur trying to touch base? I can tell you all that for every call that you hear, every interview you hear on the radio, I'm doing 10, 15 phone calls. Otis knows that now. He sees me going absolutely crazy. And even when I've done the interviews, if something comes up, we put them aside and we go to the stronger interview or to the interview that's more compelling. You would know this, Nuri Nuri, if you're still there.
Mm-hmm, I'm still here.
You'd know that it's about triage. At any day, anywhere in occupied Palestine, there is something horrific happening. And oftentimes we have to make the choice. Is it, you know, our correspondent gets shot. A 10-year-old's walking down the street holding hands with his father. He gets shot. His father has a heart attack, falls. I mean, it's endless. And it's ongoing now, and the mainstream won't tell the story. We're always trying to figure out which horror story do we tell today? Well, today you heard the Gaza attack. There were 20 people killed in the last 48 hours or more. There are so many charred bodies, can't even tell what's going on. And the mainstream media continues to lie to you about this. It sickens me. And we have work to do, and I'm asking people to support that work by dialing 713-526-5738. Chickpea, what's the line situation?
I think she's on the phone.
That's good.
Dennis, I wanted to add to what you're saying and actually encourage not just the Palestinian community that's listening to this show, and I know it has grown immensely because I bump into people who voluntarily talk about this show and how important it is. I want to urge all those out there, not just the Palestinian community, but those who believe in peace and justice, to call in right now and support a show that has brought in and continues to bring in the real truth. I had to come in right now. Honestly, I took a complete time out to just come in here and voice this point because it's extremely important. Nowhere, like you said, Dennis, nowhere that I'm aware of in mainstream media anywhere does it even show one third of what we hear on KPFT. No. And this show specifically, as well as Free Speech and all the other cool shows that believe in peace and justice, are doing exactly that. And I want to urge listeners to call in right now. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738.
713-526-5738. People say they want to hear it slowly.
713-526-5738. But it's really, really important. It's the first time we heard this show and we heard how much it supports the issue of Palestine, it's almost like a river that, a dam that had been broken and a river that went through our community, and people were telling each other, you gotta listen to this show and support it. Folks, if you know who I am or if you know what this show, Flashpoints, does, then it is time for you to support it, especially if you are in the Palestinian and the Arabic community. If you're in the community that believes in peace and justice, this is the time. Today is the last time for Flashpoints. Please call in right now. 713-526-KPFT. That's 713-526-5738.
Otis, Dennis, Nuri, I had to get off the phone, off the mic here to answer some phones, but we now have two open phone lines.
You can call now then.
Mm-hmm. Two open phone lines, 713-526-KPFT. We've got a lot of great contributors, a lot of people really like Flashpoints. One of the biggest
We need to make up for the losses in the previous days, though, so we need to make mm-hmm.
Let's hear from people
can.
Like I was saying, from community, from my community. If you're listening out there right now, call in. Nobody else is going to do it for you. This is one of the misconceptions I had before I got involved at KPFT, is that others pay for shows on KPFT and for the radio to stay alive. They don't. You do. You're the only one that does, and this is the time to do it. So if you're listening and you're a friend of mine or you're in the community that listens to this show, you got to do it right now. There's a handful of minutes left before the fundraiser for the show ends, and you got to do it right now. 713-526-5738. Dennis, are you still there?
I'm right here with you, and I thank you for the poetic words and the strong support. I thank you. And people, you know, that's why they listen to Pacifica, because they can hear the ring of truth. Yeah. They know when somebody is just faking with some kind of modulated voice, and the weather sounds like, you know, they can narrate a tragedy in the weather with the same modulation. This is where you hear people expressing truth, and sometimes you can hear the passion behind it. And I am passionately asking you in this last day of Flashpoints fundraising to go to the phone, to pull out the stops, to help us make up for the bad days that we had in terms of fundraising. 713-526-5738. It would be a marvelous inspiration to hear all of those bells ringing at once by people who are making the commitment, who are honoring the work, who are taking an action that they don't have to, but their mind and their heart and their consciousness and their whole belief system tells them it's the right thing to do. 713-526-5738. Chickpea, are you there?
Maybe. She's on the phone again.
That's good. That's really good.
Yep, there's one.
Okay. There we go. 713-526.
And I will say, Dennis, you'll never get it busy. You'll never get it busy because we have a ring over to an answering service who can take your pledge. So whenever you call, whether the phones are full or not, you're going to be the phone will be answered and your pledge will be taken and you'll be out of here in, you know, 2 minutes.
And guys, let me ask you a question. How much premium are we asking in order to get this movie?
We're offering the Pilger film, Palestine is Still the Issue, at the $150 level and that's $12.50 a month. You can break that up monthly. You can do it from your credit card. You can do it from your bank account. It amounts to 41 cents a day.
And it's actually cheaper than what you can buy it for. I've already checked the website.
You can't buy it.
Well, Bullfrog Films.com sells it, but it's twice. It's a lot more
713-526-5738. And, you know, the truth is, I want people to get this film however the hell they can get
sure.
it. Right now, I would really like them to call in an act of support. You know, the film is terrific, and the informational premium is really marvelous. But, of course, we all know that the real premium is the open flow of information, is that river you were talking about, Nuri, that river. That open flow of information, that heart flow, that's what we're talking about. That's why people are really calling. If they're calling, they're calling for the informational alternative. That's what we're talking about. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Let's go out, I was going to say with a bang, but I'd rather go out with the fluttering of a dove's wings. I've heard enough bullet shots in my life and ducked in enough war zones. But, let's go out real singing for the alternative and standing up for this network that speaks for peace. 713-526-5738. Chickpea, are you there?
I'm just back from answering the phone. We now have two open phone lines. I wanted to note that people are calling in. They say they support this kind of news. They're tired of one-sided news on the war issue. They're tired of one-sided news on the Palestinian issue. And people that are never pledged before are becoming members, and they know it's time to step up and support this kind of programming. We have two open phone lines.
Wow.
So let's get this. Let's get those two, Dennis.
Okay, let's get that. I mean, what it takes is two people.
To
think for a moment, what did you hear on this hour that made a difference to you, that changed the way you think a little bit, that made you angry, that made you want to take an action? If you heard something that meant something to you, then why won't you call right now, 713-526-5738, and make a difference for the network. Put your money on the line for Free Speech Radio. And wherever you are, do it now. 713-526-5738. I believe we have a couple of open lines.
We have two open phone lines. People,
all right,
this
folks.
Is the last time to support Flashpoints. You better call up now.
Okay.
713-5. Thank you for that.
There's
phone
one.
Call.
Thank you. 713-526-5738. Chickpea, is that the second one?
We've got people hanging up and coming back. We've got one open phone line.
All right, folks, let's do it.
It's your turn.
713-526-5738. Won't you call right now and give us that bingo? 713-526-5738.
I've got to go
please.
Answer the phone. Thank you for
All
that
right.
call.
Thanks, Chickpea.
All right, that's beautiful.
Chickpea of our news department.
Chickpea of the news department. And I had a chance to, it was so wonderful to be down there to meet Nuri and to meet Chickpea and to meet Shannon and to meet some of the other people there and Wendy and, you know, you name it, and Dwayne and everybody. It was a pleasure. But Chickpea, I could see she was on a mission. She had a focus. I believe her beat is the death penalty beat. And the wrongful conviction beat and the prison beat. She is the kind of person that inspires me, that I know is working all over this network to make a difference. The kind of person that comes into a station like KPFT and sees the power and makes it happen. Won't you make it happen? Won't you join all of us right now in these remaining few minutes and call 713-526-5738? And you can meet Chickpea on that phone line because she's answering. She's in there answering. We all do everything around here. 713-526-5738. Let's do it. I guess we have about 90 seconds left.
Yeah, about 90 seconds. Queer Voices is patiently waiting.
Thank you.
They've donated this time. This is part of their contribution. They also have to make their goal. And the Shivani Indian Restaurant at Dairy Ashford and Memorial has generously given us a delicious dinner.
Okay.
From way the heck out there.
Well, I'm salivating already, and I haven't
sorry,
even had dinner. 713-526-5738. Come on, folks. Chickpea, open line there?
I think
she's not
we're
there.
All packed up. They're talking
all
to
right.
the...
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep
713-526-5738 is the number to call. This is Flashpoint's last hurrah. We've got 1 minute.
5738 in the remaining minute. How about six more of you? Line up. Line up. Go over to the telephone. Pick up the receiver.
Get ready.
Reflect a moment on what the difference is, on what this radio station means to you.
Thank you for that.
And then dial 713-526-5738. And please keep dialing. Keep supporting Free Speech Radio. Please support the alternative.
Dennis, thank you.
Thank you. If people want to get in touch with me, they can reach me at D. Bernstein. That's B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N at IGC.org. Thank you all.
Thanks,
and
Dennis.
I look forward to thank you so much, Noreen. It has been a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the kind words. And thank you, KPFT, the listeners. You're where it's at.
We have the greatest listeners in the world. Of course, I don't know how that plays in Berkeley, but we do. 713-526-5738. Thanks, Chickpea. Thanks, Shivani Indian Restaurant at Memorial and Derry Ashford. Thank you, Queer Voices, Glenn and Joan and Jack and the crew for giving us this time. And we will be back later. 713-526-5738. KPFT Houston.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT in Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbian, gay, and transgender identity. This is Queer Voices.
Well, welcome to another edition. We're starting late. It's about 30 minutes late. This is Queer Voices. This is Jack Valensky.
And I'm Joan Devlin.
J.D. Doyle.
The wounded J.D. Doyle.
I just banged my leg.
And tonight is mostly going to be music.
Yeah.
And mostly J.D.
Yeah, tell
well,
us a little bit about it, the wounded J.D.
Audio files part of This Way Out in three new CDs by queer artists, and then Queer Music Heritage is on Queer Jazz. So.
And we're not going to do like the Grammys last night and go on forever.
I didn't even watch the Grammys.
I watched part of it.
They wouldn't let them make any political statements.
Actually, it was fun watching it at the Ripcord.
Oh, that was a political statement. But yeah, I heard that every time somebody tried to make a political statement or something, they had told them they were going to turn their microphone.
Well, they didn't. There were some good political statements.
Yeah, I heard Sheryl Crow had a no-war guitar.
Well, they gave like a lot of awards in 3 hours.
Yeah, they ended up on time. They ended up on time. Anyway, we have, of course, This Way Out and a bunch of other things. And today was the announcement about the AIDS virus, and it proved not successful, although I guess they did get some data out of it.
Yeah, this like some semi-decent results, even though it ultimately wasn't really helpful as a cure.
And, of course, there's terrible things going on up in Austin and Washington and all that type of stuff. But we're going to be going to NewsWrap in just a second. As soon as we get it ready.
Yeah. Well, we are doing fundraiser. Let's talk about that now that we have a spare minute. We
Odie has an announcement that he wants to make.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Steve Gordon called, and he's offering $100 to Flashpoints, but only if I say that we're earmarking the dollars to the state of Israel, not this program. But Steve wanted to make this important point that he does support free speech.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Thank you, Steve, and thank you for that $100.
Are we ready for This Way Out?
Yes.
And NewsWrap.
I believe that we are. Let's check the board and make sure that things are set up for us here. Okay.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Greg Gordon.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending February 22nd, 2003. Spain's parliament this week rejected a move to legally recognize same-gender couples, although the ruling People's Party was the only party opposing the package of five separate bills introduced by five different parties, its absolute majority sufficed to kill it. A People's Party spokesperson said the proposals were unconstitutional.
But the full bench of Australia's family court this week upheld the legality of a trans man's marriage to a woman, even though he retains female genitalia. The federal government has been challenging the marriage of the Sydney trans man known in court as Kevin ever since it was contracted in 1999. In late 2001, one family court judge declared the marriage valid, and this week the full family court dismissed the government's appeal of that ruling. Australia's Attorney General Darrell Williams is already seeking to further appeal this week's ruling to the Australian Supreme Court. The government has argued the marriage was invalid because Kevin was identified as a female on his original birth certificate, even though he was granted a revised birth certificate in 1997. The court found it more significant that Kevin was generally recognized by the community as a man at the time of his marriage.
It may be the world's first such ruling to recognize a sex change without genital surgery. Although Kevin underwent breast reduction, a hysterectomy, and hormone treatment in 1995, the court recognized that it was too risky and expensive for him to have male genitalia constructed. Kevin told reporters after the ruling, "Our marriage has been described as a transsexual marriage, but in fact it is just an ordinary marriage, a mix of challenges, triumphs, and joy as other marriages are. We're a typical Australian couple, an average man and woman, raising our precious children responsibly in a loving home." His wife, known as Jennifer, bore two children after the marriage by artificial insemination with donated sperm.
And that's just one of several recent victories for transgenders in Australia and other nations. In Australia, it was made public last month that an unnamed Brisbane 17-year-old had become the youngest person in the nation to begin a gender reassignment program. The biological male has begun hormone treatments and publicly presenting as a female after undergoing physiological and psychological testing. She hopes to undergo sex reassignment surgery in 2 or 3 years. Her family is supportive, but although officials at her school also stood behind her, the harassment she suffered from other students drove her to leave school.
Also last month, Perth area resident Alex McFarlane received what's believed to be Australia's first passport recognizing intersex status. McFarlane has both a Y chromosome and 2 X chromosomes, although genital surgery was performed shortly after birth for a male appearance. The Department of Foreign Affairs initially claimed that passports can only show F or M in the box identifying sex, but McFarlane kept that either would be fraudulent. After months of correspondence, the department finally sent McFarlane a passport showing X for sex, a third option allowed by the International Civil Aviation Organization for machine-readable passports to signify either intersex or unspecified sex. McFarlane had previously obtained from his native state of Victoria what's believed to be Australia's first birth certificate to identify sex not as male or female, but as indeterminate, also known as intersex. McFarlane told the West Australian newspaper, "Intersex individuals should not have to break the law by pretending to be male or female in order to vote, marry, hold a license, or own property."
A Canadian federal court last week ordered the national prison system to provide sex reassignment surgery for inmates in cases where doctors believe it is essential. Justice Carolyn Layden Stevenson rejected Corrections Canada's appeal of transgender inmate Cynthia Kavanaugh's 2001 victory in the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. The federal judge upheld that tribunal's finding that the prison system's blanket ban on SRS constituted illegal discrimination based on sex and disability. In Kavanaugh's case, doctors had already approved the surgery before her incarceration. Corrections Canada based its policy on the high cost of SRS, but Justice Layden Stevenson wrote that the right of government to allocate resources as it sees fit is not unlimited.
On the other side of the law, Scotland Yard this week announced its first hire of a transsexual police recruit. The unnamed trans man had been a civilian employee of London's Metropolitan Police before applying to become an officer. A police spokesperson said, "We welcome this opportunity as this is an underrepresented group in the Met." That's despite anticipated legal issues should the trans man perform a search on a suspect, since Britain does not yet revise birth certificates following sex reassignment surgery. Legislation for amended birth certificates is now in progress, spurred by recent rulings by the European courts.
Also, because of those European rulings, Britain's government is in the process of asking the nation's sports groups to reconsider their treatment of transsexuals. Without revised birth certificates, UK transsexuals have been restricted to competition in their gender as identified at birth. But now the Department for Culture, Media and Sport has written to more than 300 sports governing bodies that the whole thrust of the judgments of the European Court is that transsexual people should acquire the status, rights and responsibilities of the acquired gender. The implication may be that transsexual people recognized in the acquired gender will be able to compete in that gender.
The U.S. state of Florida has also recognized a trans man's sex change and the legal validity of his marriage to a woman, as a circuit court judge this week issued a groundbreaking ruling granting him parental rights. Florida law explicitly prohibits both adoptions by gays and lesbians and same-gender marriages. But Judge Gerard O'Brien broke new ground for the state as he awarded Michael Canteras primary custody of both the children born by estranged wife Linda Canteras. The decision confirms both Michael's legal adoption of Linda's son born before their marriage and his listing as the father of the daughter she bore after their marriage by artificial insemination with sperm donated by Michael's brother. In the process, it affirms that Michael is legally a male and that his 10-year marriage was valid until its 1999 dissolution.
Judge O'Brien spent more than a year writing a ruling that runs to more than 800 pages. It says that the marriage law of Florida clearly provides that marriage shall take place between one man and one woman. It does not provide when such status of being a man or woman shall be determined. There is no statutory requirement that the marriage license applicants shall prove their gender by producing a birth certificate.
One of Michael Canteras' attorneys, Karen During of the San Francisco-based National Center for Lesbian Rights, said, "To our knowledge, this is the first transgender marriage case in the U.S. in which extensive medical evidence was presented, giving the court a full and fair opportunity to really understand the contemporary medical consensus about transsexual people." But after more than 4 years of bitter legal battling since he filed for divorce in 1998, Canteras himself said, "I'm so relieved. Now my kids and I can get on with our lives in peace. The most important thing to me is for the kids to know they're safe and can love both their mother and their dad. They shouldn't have to decide." Linda Canteras was granted liberal visitation.
But heterosexual couples won't be able to get their marriages licensed, at least not by two Unitarian ministers in Massachusetts. In a sermon earlier this month, Reverend Fred Small told the First Unitarian Church in Boston, "I will joyfully perform religious weddings for heterosexual or same-sex couples, but I will not sign the license unless and until the Commonwealth of Massachusetts extends to same-sex couples the benefits, protections, and responsibilities of marriage. If heterosexual couples wish to legalize their bond, I will direct them to a justice of the peace." The congregation responded with a standing ovation. This week, Reverend Jay Deacon of the Unitarian Society of Northampton and Florence made a similar announcement in a press release, and he believes more Unitarian ministers will follow suit.
And finally, Thailand's famous cross-dressing volleyball team has moved beyond acceptance to become a marketing asset. A film based on the real-life Iron Ladies, called Satrilek in Thailand, was a big hit there in 2000. Now the sequel, Satrilek 2, is about to debut in Bangkok and Singapore, and Pizza Hut is going along for the ride in an unusual joint promotion. It's a first for both the fast food and movie industries in Thailand. Pizza Hut, the world's largest pizza chain, is shelling out more than $2 million U.S. dollars for a campaign including Satrilek, collector cards, and figurines. At Thailand's 83 Pizza Huts, that's expected to boost sales by 20%.
And that's News Wrap for the week ending February 22nd, 2003, written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community. For This Way Out, I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Greg Gordon.
This is Queer Voices.
Well, because the show is going to be a little bit shorter tonight because of the runover of Flashpoints,
right?
We're going to try to keep the pitching down to a bare minimum.
But that doesn't mean we don't want you to call 713-526-5738 and give us your donations.
It doesn't mean you're off the hook.
That's right.
Right, because we're on here 52 weeks out of the year, almost always.
Even on Christmas.
Even on Christmas. Even if it fell on the parade day, we'd be here. Well, maybe.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
We would.
But we are here all the time. We pretty much do live shows, live segments. So we're asking you to please call us at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. There's all types of neat giveaways that we can give away if you call one of our phone volunteers. We're all volunteers here.
Mm-hmm.
Queer Voices is not a paid staff. So we're asking you because we've been here for a while. Queer Voices have been here since 1993, and Wildenstein before that since 1975. And in between there, of course, was After Hours. So
it has about 15 years After Hours.
Yes.
After Hours is, I think, the longest running. Is it the longest running gay program?
Yes, yeah. From my understanding.
So y'all have two queer programs to listen to in this city, and you're so lucky.
Right. And I mean, After Hours is what, 3 hours long? We're 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the one public radio station in Dallas gives the gay people an hour from 1 to 2 on Sunday.
Yeah. L.A. has 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
We have 5.
So we're asking you to join in, become one of the KPFT dysfunctional family people, as we all are here. Call in at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT, here in the heart of Montrose in our old broken down studios. But we're on the air, and we stay on the air mostly because the money is put into the resources that we need to be putting into the transmitter, you know, the equipment. You know, the valet parking doesn't work, but that's okay. We're, you know, we can self-park here. We can walk a few steps. But we put money into the important thing, like the ability to be able to get this way out every week. The equipment that is here, I mean, in the old days, we used to miss half of it because, you know, you forget when it was coming down the satellite. Now it's automatic. So we almost never miss it. And that's important. And so support the program and support KPFT in general. Let's go to another segment of This Way Out.
The latest skirmish in the Canadian battle for same-gender marriage began on February 10th as the British Columbia Court of Appeal heard the case of 8 couples who are seeking the right to marry. Backed by Canada's national queer rights lobby group EGAL, Equality for Gays and Lesbians Everywhere, the couples argue that refusing queers the right to marry violates Canada's constitutional guarantee of equality regardless of sexual orientation. The federal government is arguing against their application, supported by 2 coalitions of religious interveners, including one of the America's leading anti-queer groups, Focus on the Family. With more, here's Queer FM's Heather Kitching in Vancouver.
It feels a bit like a family reunion at a home in East Vancouver. A weary group of lawyers, activists, and same-sex couples are relaxing on sofas and easy chairs, munching on snack foods, and celebrating the end of a 3-day hearing into their lawsuit seeking the couple's right to marry. In the summer of 2000, this same group of people was at this same house, marking the end of the original hearing of the case at the BC Supreme Court. 2 months later, their enthusiasm turned to disappointment when Mr. Justice Ian Pitfield handed down a shocking ruling against the couples.
Not only do we not have the rights under the Charter of Rights to get married, but even Parliament can't legislate to let us get married.
John Fisher speaks for EGAL, Canada's national queer rights lobby group.
He didn't go quite so far as to recriminalize homosexuality, but you kind of got the impression that if he could have, or if somebody had raised it, then he would have pounced on that one too.
Since that time, lawsuits seeking marriage rights for same-gender couples have been argued in Ontario and Quebec. Both of those cases were decided in favor of queer equality. Now the couples in this case are hoping the momentum from those decisions will sway the 3 judges hearing this case. Still, there are plenty of hurdles to overcome. Ironically, one of the challenges facing couples' lawyers is to counter the government's argument that because same-sex couples in Canada have nearly all of the rights of heterosexual couples already, denying them marriage is not discrimination. Rather, it is simply a matter of separate but equal. At the end of the hearing, the couples who watched said that they were happy with how their case was presented. But John Fisher of EGAL did not feel prepared to predict the outcome.
We've been used in the other cases to a fair bit of judicial intervention, and they'll interrupt and they'll ask questions and they'll challenge you and stuff like that. Whereas this one, they They asked some and seemed to warm up a little bit towards the end, but for most of the first two of the 3 days, they were sitting there pretty quietly. And so it leaves you with a bit of a sense of, okay, are they getting it? Are they not getting it? Where is that? Are they not asking questions because they think it's all clear and they understand and they accept it? Or is it because they just don't want to be here? This is going to be a very hard one to call.
We have felt confident from the very beginning that we would win at this level. I think that we feel really heartened by the decisions in Quebec and Ontario.
Elizabeth and Barbeau is one half of one of the couples in the case.
I mean, I was convinced we would win the first time, and I was crushed when I was completely wrong. So I'm not going to sort of make a guess this time other than everybody says that we should feel really positive, and so I do.
The judges announced at the end of the hearing that they expect to take a long time reaching their decision. Lawyers for the couples suggest this means we could be waiting 9 months or more for a ruling. For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.
This is Queer Voices.
As we once again open up our audio file on the queer music scene, we find an activist singer's debut, a bi songwriter's first live CD, and a gay troubadour's much anticipated second outing.
Kevin Allred calls himself a singer-songwriter activist, and that's easy to see on his debut album called Sick Today. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Audiophile. Kevin's CD mixes the personal with the political as he uses just his acoustic guitar to engage a listener with songs not afraid to leave a message.
I picked Sick Today as the title of the record because it kind of encompassed all the feelings that I was having in the writing of the songs. I was feeling frustrated with a lot of different aspects of life, whether it be personal, as in relationships, or with events going on in the country, in a political aspect. I was just sick, so I used that title to name the whole record.
I'm sick today of all the politicians and their lobbies and the NRA, they only tell us lies. And we eat it up, dish it out, you can see it in their eyes, they're filling up our cup.
Find out more about Kevin Allred and his CD, Sick Today, at www.kevinallred.com. That's www.kevinallred.com.
Another singer-songwriter is Edie Carey, who has a very intimate style that draws you in, like she was confiding to an old friend.
And that style and honesty are perhaps more evident on her first live album called Come Close.
As a little girl, I came down to the water with a little stone in my hand. It would shimmer and sing, and we knew everything. As a little girl,
I think mostly what's important to me is being honest, and by being honest and telling sort of my own truth in my songs, my bisexuality comes out, and people are looking for it are going to see it maybe more readily, and people who aren't maybe won't notice. For the most part, I just try to be really good at my art, and then if people know about my sexuality, great.
I can be funny when I talk and too damn serious when I sing. I wish I could just lighten up. Over every little thing, I wish my head would just shut up and I lose my heart without looking down. They could be Sarah, Chloe, or Clyde. And I suspect the question's been going round as to whether I'm
full title of each Carey CD is called Come Close, The Live Photo Album, and you can find out more about it at www.ediecarey.com. That's EDIECAREY.com.
The long-awaited second CD by David Clement is called Your Free Gift.
And we think the gift is the talent he brings to the variety of styles on the album.
You sing like an old man, shuffling cards, examining your hands, absentmindedly stringing words together. We danced like old friends in a haze, and we talked too loud.
When we were recording it, one of the technicians called it a pop manifesto because of all different styles that we were using. And I think it's varied. It's rock. It's pretty diverse. I think it's pretty obvious that you have a bunch of different musicians from a bunch of different places in there.
Gift, latest CD by David Clement, isn't really free, but you can find out more about it at www.davidclement.com. That's David, C-L-E-M-E-N-T.com.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas, 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiofile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.
I wake up so full of faith.
This Way Out Associate Producer Lucia Chappell. This program has been on the air for nearly 15 years now, made possible largely through the support of individual listeners. Our current fundraising campaign stars three classic programs from our history, now available on CD thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives. In this brief sampler from the three CDs, you'll hear about the genesis of the first National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights, get a taste of some of the music featured in our Audiophile 2002 Year in Review, and recall the shocking assassination of San Francisco Supervisor Harvey Milk in an excerpt from the documentary Diminished Capacity.
The struggle of lesbians and gay men is a real and particular and inseparable part of the struggle of all oppressed people within this country.
It was important to me to be a part of our march on Washington.
are not in the same place we were 10 years ago. It's time we recognize that this is a national issue.
October gas supplies could fall as much as 5% below demand.
It's time to get to Washington and win.
2,000 New York police are guarding Castro along with the Secret Service who plan to carry machine guns.
The days are over when we're afraid. Used to gay people all around you were not afraid of having their pictures taken 5 years ago. Well, you could have got a group like this out even 5 years ago.
1,000 nuclear activists still on hand and planning further action.
I had a really good conversation with a man who said that he was really happy to see people demonstrating again, that he thought it was a great thing. And then when he found out that we were gay, he said that he didn't think that we should be exposing ourselves as much in Washington.
Many foreign policy critics in the U.S., longtime opponents of the overthrown Shah, have recently begun to criticize the extremely anti-leftist nature of Iran's Islamic revolution.
Is America ready for it? Absolutely. I believe with all of my heart they have to get ready for it.
Like me, President.
There are 22 million homosexuals in this country, so they're going to have to get ready for it.
Thousands of people were on hand at Logan Airport to hear the Pope's first words in America.
America. And here comes the National March on Washington for lesbian and gay rights.
Hey there, stranger, long time no see.
Have I told you in the last 5 minutes that I love you?
I miss the dog more than I miss you.
It's a hold upon your soul.
Everything that's real takes some time to know.
Just say you love me.
Both Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk have been shot and killed. The suspect is Supervisor Dan
White. Has been found guilty of one count each of voluntary manslaughter.
It has now broken loose. Cops are now bashing heads.
Here's a remorseless man, a cold-blooded, remorseless killer.
The convicted assassin of San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk has been released in the Los Angeles area.
I think that Dan White will probably look over his shoulder for the rest of his life, because he'll never know if there's someone back there with a gun that's ready to blow his brains out.
You've been listening to excerpts from the National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights radio documentary, the audio file 2002 Year in Review, and Diminished Capacity. These programs are available in their entirety through an arrangement with the Pacifica Radio Archives. For more information, visit our website at www.thiswayout.org or contact us at the addresses we'll give at the end of the show.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT in Houston. Now, more of Queer Voices with Jack Valensky, Joan Devlin, and Glenn Holt.
Hey! Sing if you're glad to be gay. Just sing if you're happy. This way.
We are here and we're queer, and
and we need you to fund to contribute to our fund drive that's going on at this moment in time.
Queer Voices is a show for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people, and other people too, and friends, and occasionally other radio hosts. we're asking you to help support the station. I understand we're going okay, but not really gangbusters,
right?
And especially the show. The show has been a little bit quiet tonight. I know we started late, and maybe we lost some of our audience before we started, but you're listening. And if you're listening, you have an obligation to support things that support you. We try to do our best to bring other organizations in and talk about many different issues. Boy, it's a lot. It's easy to talk about many different issues now with things going on as crazy as they are. And also to remind you that there are probably some people out there who cannot pledge because they're too young and they don't even want their parents to know they're listening.
Something I mentioned last week, Jack, is that if you're on the fence about pledging to, you know, maybe queer radio isn't quite enough for you, well, don't pledge for yourself. Pledge for that teenager in Liberty or Angleton or Cleveland who's sitting there, and this is his or her only contact to the gay world.
Right.
You know, somebody who goes to school every day and hears nothing but negativity directed at GLBT and questioning people.
God, I wish I had this to listen to when I was
right.
a teenager.
And needs the support and the affirmation that he gets from listening to After Hours and Queer Voices, he or she gets from that.
So if you are so inclined, give us a call at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Operators are standing by, and we do have one pledge. We have one very generous pledge from a, well, can we thank
a volunteer.
From a volunteer, okay. I wasn't sure we can thank that person on the air. Yes, sometimes we're our own pledgers.
That's right. See, right. We won't even embarrass you by saying your name on the air. You can be anonymous. Like, anonymous is the biggest contributor to KPFD.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we encourage everybody to contribute. The Gay Men's Chorus is having a spring concert preview Saturday, March 1st, 2003, 11 a.m. at the Freed Montrose Library, 4100 Montrose. You will not hear about things like this event on any other radio station.
You won't read about it in the Chronicle.
That's right. You won't, you know, unless you would just maybe happen to wander into the library.
Interviewed live anywhere else.
We are